Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Freddie Fitzsimmons. Pitching for the New York Giants, Freddie Fitzsimmons. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Mueller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sox Sabold. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Sox Sabold. And now, play ball. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabold fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ott moves to second. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Cohen reaches second base with a double. Ott scores. Terry moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terry tags and scores. Cohen tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville has Cohen trapped. There's the throw to Sparrer and over to Bell, who tags Cohen for the out. Hagen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-1 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Leach moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzsimmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Dugan now playing shortstop. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Rausch reaches second base with a double. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rausch scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom takes first base on ball 4. Leach moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leach moves to third. Lindstrom moves to second. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan misplays the ball. That's an error on Dugan. Leach scores. Lindstrom moves to third. Terry moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball towards right. Harper catches it and throws to first to double up Cohen. Lindstrom tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper tags and moves to third. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to home. Hagen drops the ball. Harper scores. Bell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Giants. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sabold hits a line drive towards first. Terry catches it and steps on first to double up Sparrer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hagen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Clark. Hagen reaches second base with a double. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzsimmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hagen moves to third. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rausch hits a line drive towards right. Harper catches it and throws to home to double up Hagen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dugan moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cohen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dugan scores. Mueller moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a line drive into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzsimmons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sox Sabold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabold is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sabold hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hagen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Fitzsimmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzsimmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Fitzsimmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Giants. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller is called out on strikes. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dugan moves to third. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sabold fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards second. McGuire can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Lindstrom moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzsimmons covering, for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.